Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today, I actually have to apologize. We were supposed to do this show earlier today, but due to unforeseen matters, we weren't able to do the show at the time that we originally planned. However, we are still doing the show, and that's what matters. For all of you that listen, thank you again for listening to the Zurian Show. We truly appreciate it, and we hope that we're bringing you the type of information that you need that's going to help you to develop, to grow, and to succeed at the things that you want to succeed at. Today, we're going to talk about turning your knowledge into power. Otherwise, taking the information that you already have and then finding a way to organize that and use that so that you can move forward. Doesn't necessarily have to be something that you thought of using your power for, but it's basically bringing the realization that you can use your power and that you do have power. First off, everybody has power. Everybody has different innate abilities that other people don't have. Everyone is unique. Everyone is able to do certain things and do them to a certain level. What we are trying to do is take the things that you already have and we're trying to add to them. And when I say add to them, we're trying to take the things that you already have that you do well or that you do good and make it so that you can do them better. And then realizing that while we develop these particular skills, traits, talents, whatever it is that you want to call them, as we work on improving them, we'll also improve other skills down the line so that we can develop and become the people that we want to become. And again, as everything, this is going to take some work. There's going to be some effort required on your part. All right? Nothing worth having is ever really easy, is it? So today what we're going to do is we're going to briefly touch on 10 actions that you can take right now to start to help you to achieve your particular goals or to get the things that you want to get and to, again, become the person that you want to become. Because it's all about you making those little slight improvements and then continuing to make those little slight improvements throughout your life so that the quality of your life and the quality of you can actually go up. And again, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You weren't made overnight. You may have been, started overnight, but you and I and everyone else are a work in progress, and that work in progress takes time. None of us just jumped out the womb and started walking or running or any of the above, nor did we start talking or any of those things. It was a process, and that process doesn't change. It works with you all throughout life. So if you want to live the life that you really want to live, let's go ahead and start this and let's move forward. All right, the 10 steps that you can take right now to start to help yourself move forward. One, you need to come up with a plan. Okay, you've heard this before. You need to come up with a plan because you need to plan your work and work your plan. That's very true. You need to start now by writing down in a single sentence describing where you want to be, let's say in 5 years. So we're giving ourselves 5 years so that we give ourselves time to develop and grow. You may be able to get it in a little bit less than that. And with a list, that list may help you to be able to accomplish these goals even quicker than the 5 years. But for the sake of the course and for this particular moment in which we're talking, we're going to give you a 5-year window. So take that 5 years, write down the things that you need to write down. These are things that you want to improve on. These are things that you want to accomplish, all of those different things. And as you write those things down, let's start off really slow on each thing. Once we've got what we want to do, we need to break that down into a list of how we want to do it. And again, like I said, you have 5 years to do that. That does not mean that 4 years and 6 months from now you need to start. You need to start this today. So you've got a list. You've written down what you ultimately want to do. You're giving yourself a 5-year window to do it. All right. Now, from there, once you've got these things written down, now what you need to do is you need to take a gut check, okay? Gut check is number 2, all right? The gut check is, what is your inner guidance telling you, all right? You need to write down 2 opportunities or projects that you are considering. Now, write them down, and you want to write down what your inner guide is telling you. What your inner guide is telling you is, you know, these are the things that you really want to do. These are the things that you think that you can do and you know you can do. You just need to put forth the right action. All right, that's number 2. Number 3, You need to give to receive. Understand, if you guys heard my talk on success and significance, and you've also heard my talk on giving, every time that I talk, I'm talking about in order for you to truly receive, you must first give. And in giving, I mean you must give of yourself. All right? You need to take that positive attitude and that positive mindset and learn how to communicate it to other people and to help other people as you work. You know, the more people that you can help, the more people that are always going to be willing to help you. So, since it's not just all about you, all right, what you want to do is find something, again, that you want to do. You need to pick, you know, a suggestion from any article. And then in the next 90 days, I was talking the other day about taking something and trying something new every 30 days. But in the next 90 days, you need to implement one of those suggestions. Implement one of those things that you want to do to move yourself forward. You know, for example, you know, maybe you need to make a phone call today, you know, to take care of that first step. That phone call could be contacting somebody and doing something, again, you'll hear this word a lot out of me, altruistic, something that's not necessarily for you but for other people. All right, that kindness could be received tenfold over. Number four, so that's giving, giving to receive. Number four, show the love. All right, when you have an experience of kindness or generosity from business or from other people, how does that make you feel? It usually makes you feel thankful. It makes you feel that, you know, that person appreciates you. When somebody takes that extra step, well, you need to take that extra step for somebody else. All right? You need to make that person feel that you want to help them, that you want to support them. You know, you, like everybody else, like to deal with businesses that have integrity. You know, it is more likely to thrive if that business has integrity. Why? Because that's a business that other people see has a value, even if they may be losing a few cents or may not be making, you know, you only needed to make $3, you could have made $10, you made $5, but you did it, but by making the $5, you added value to what you were giving. That's showing your love, showing somebody that you appreciate them, you know, telling people that you appreciate them, things along that nature. These are things that are going to help you, all right? Help you to use the knowledge that you have to show that inner power. Number five is get the worm, okay? Get the worm means that there's a lot of useful information out there. And I believe that successful people get up every day and do what they love. You know, you need to get up an hour early every day, every week, all right? And you need to work on your more creative projects. You know, you need to work on the things that you like to do. You may work at a job right now where you're not doing exactly what you like to do. So give yourself an hour in the morning and maybe an hour before you go to bed to do something that you truly enjoy doing, something that you truly love to do. You know, set your alarm clock tomorrow, now, so that you can start working on the things that you love to do and give yourself an hour of doing the things that you like to do. And if that grows, you know, if you find that, you know, you're getting a lot more done doing it that way and you're getting a lot more satisfaction out of it, then maybe you can add 2 hours to that. But anyway, get the worm. Get the worm. That means the early bird gets the worm. Get up early. All right, number six is bag it. All right, if you look at somebody like, let's say, Michael Dell, a guy that started Dell Computers, you know, here's somebody that definitely, you know, gives time, money, and possessions to those that are less fortunate. You know, those clothes that you never wear, you know, those things that are just hanging around your house or hanging in your closet, take a few minutes and bag them up. Then call up your local charity or your nearest charity or maybe a family that you know could really use that stuff and just bag it up and give it. All right? That's you giving again, and that's also you doing something that's for somebody else and showing that appreciation. Somebody that's less fortunate than you. Somebody that doesn't have the things that you have. Somebody that can actually use it. All right? Most of the clothes that most of us have, we don't even wear. We have a whole bunch of different clothes that we buy. However, most people rotate the same anywhere from, let's say, 7 to 14 outfits. You know, in the summer you wear certain things, in the winter you wear certain things. And if you really look at it, most of that stuff is the same stuff. The combinations may change, but the items are pretty much the same. So that means that there's a whole lot of ladies out there with a whole lot of full closets, with a whole lot of stuff in it that is not really getting used or utilized. Bag some of that stuff up, especially if it's stuff that doesn't fit you, things like that, and give it out. Give it away. Share it with some people that can use it so that it can be given some good. Number 7, do a little and save a lot. You know, the power of your electronic devices, things like that, devices and small appliances that you use, when you're not using them, unplug them, all right? You'd be surprised at how much power comes out of your house from items that aren't even really being used, but they're still sucking and drawing power. You know, by you doing a little and unplugging them and removing them, you're reducing your bills. You're making your bills go down, so that means you now have a little bit more revenue. All right, that's money that's not coming out of your pocket. That's money that's staying in your pocket. You know, you can unplug your toaster. You can unplug your phone charger. You can unplug your computer charger. You know, those things, that little light on there, that's pulling power from you. That's pulling power from your house. All right, it's eating energy. Same thing with your thermostat, things along that nature. If you're not in the house, then maybe you should turn that down. There's no need for you to heat, especially fully heat. I'm not saying don't partially heat it, but at least fully heat a house or cool a house if you're not going to be in it. That's why they have, you know, time savers and things like that that you can use. Same thing for alarm clocks, TVs, all of those things that constantly pull electricity. You know, if you have cable, your cable box is constantly pulling electricity. All right, the electric man loves you. Trust me, he loves you like nobody other. Why? Because you continue to pay him even though when you aren't really using the product, you know, he knows he's still getting his, excuse the expression, pound of flesh. All right, number 8. Number 8 is my bad. Number 8 is basically when you do something wrong, admit that you've done it. Apologize, all right, and then move on. You know, don't not admit what you've done. You know, a true leader admits when he or she is wrong, and they apologize for it. All right, they turn something bigger in. You know, reflect for a few minutes in your week, and select 2 people that you owe an apology to, and apologize to them, and mean it. You know, meet with them on purpose, send them an email, give them a call. You know, do the right thing and do it now because that's a relationship that could be useful later that you just damaged. Why? Because you weren't man enough or woman enough to go back and apologize to that person for you maybe acting abruptly or you saying the wrong thing or you using the wrong tone because you were upset about something else. Again, I understand sometimes it's hard to be the bigger person. However, this is somebody where you're not being the bigger person to. This is somebody that you spoke to like a lesser or somebody that you treated like a lesser. And believe me, your position means nothing because if you lose your position, then what do you have? However, if people respect you, they'll always respect you. All right, as I told somebody once before, you know, a person doesn't have to like me, but most people do respect me. So they may not like me, but they respect me. And I think that that respect goes a longer way. Now, respect isn't necessarily fear, because I'm not talking about fear. I'm talking about somebody respects you because you respect them. I'm talking about you treating people like you would want to be treated. Unless you want to be treated like crap, then I wouldn't take that path. But you want to treat people fair and consistently, all right? And you want to be fair and consistent whenever possible. And sometimes you have to step away from the table and see a thing as it truly is and not how you believe and perceive it to be. Sometimes you need to remove yourself from the equation and move forward. And number 10, you need to reach out and touch someone. All right, there's people out there that you haven't had contact with for God knows how long, and some of these people are good people. Sometimes it's just that we get so busy with life that we forget everything that's going on. So, you know, boost your sense of well-being. You know, you should spend at least 6 hours a day, you know, talking, texting, email, spending time with other people. You know, pick up the phone every now and then and get started, you know, with your, with the person that you love or with the person that you care about. You know, for all of you guys and gals that don't call your significant others or don't call your mothers because you're so busy at work, or your fathers or other grandparents or what have you, you need to reach out and touch some of these people. You need to understand that we are human beings. We need that interaction. You know, I used to be a strong proponent of the fact that I didn't really need people, and that I was more than happy to do whatever it is that I needed to do, and I could sit in the room by myself and be quite happy. Well, you know what? I've realized that that's really not true. I need people just as much as everybody else needs people, and so do you. So every now and then, we need to reach out and touch somebody. All right, guys, here's a little clue about dealing with ladies. If you deal with a lady and she's your supervisor, something like that, a lot of times the way that men and women are wired is a little differently. Women actually get a little bit more involved. I mean, nowadays we're in a kind of a no-touch, no-touchy-feely type of world, so some things have changed. However, a lot of times if you're dealing with some women, a lot of them like to get a little bit more into your business. Well, guys, give it up. I'm not saying violate any type of trust or let anybody into your life, but if you tell somebody that you can't do something, especially if it's a woman that's your supervisor or whatever, she's probably going to ask you, really, why? What are you doing? You know, she knows it's none of her business, and you know it's none of her business. However, is it going to really hurt you to share that information? You know, I'm going to take my son to the movies, or my daughter to the movies, or me and the wife are going to do this, this, and this. One, it will help you to grow a better rapport with that individual. And two, it will open you up. Sometimes little conversation, how's the wife, how's the kids, how's your son, you know, remembering little conversations that you had with people, it shows the humanistic side of you. And it also opens you up to have a better and stronger relationship with that individual. All right, guys, well, I understand that most of us are into the headlines, we're not into the story. However, sometimes we need to stop, step back, and listen to what the ladies have to say. And if they get off track, then in a respectful and courteous way, we need to let them know that they've gotten a little bit off of track of what we were talking about and guide them back in. I'm not saying be rude. I'm not saying be abrupt. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just talking about general courtesy and the proper way to deal with people as you work, develop, and grow. Anyway, this show is not going to be overly long. I just wanted to basically touch on a few things. So, one, your first five, okay? That's working on that plan and then giving yourself time to complete it, giving yourself, let's say, a five-year thing. Two, gut check, all right? Check your feelings, look at what you've written down, and see how you feel about what you've written down, all right? Look at that inner guide and what it's telling you, all right? Three, give to receive. You need to give, not expecting to get, but give just to give, all right? And as you give, you'll find that you will start to receive. Four, show the love, all right? Show people that you have experience, kindness, generosity, things of that nature, be it in business or in a personal life. I'm not saying hug and kiss people or hold their hands and walk through the park, but I am saying let's show the love. Let's be more humanistic when we deal with individuals. Let's remember that we live in a small world and things do come around. Get the worm. Let's get up early. Let's get up like an hour early every day and try to do the thing that we love to do. We don't necessarily get the chance to do it at our jobs, but we can do it in other ways, and it will enrich you. It will enrich your heart, your soul, all of those things. Six, bag it. If you've got stuff that you're not using, that's cluttering your house, that's getting in your way, that's also putting clutter in your soul, so to speak, then maybe you need to dump some of that stuff. Those papers that you haven't looked at in 20 years, they may need to go. That stuff you got in storage that you're not using and haven't used in God knows how long, maybe you need to get rid of it or give it to somebody that can use it. All right? That was six. Seven, do a little and save a lot. Unplug those appliances that aren't being used. They're pulling electricity. They're causing you money. All right? If something is not being used properly, especially if it's plugged in, or if it's not being used and it's just plugged in, unplug it. Why? Because you're still paying for it even though you're not using it. It's trickling money out of your pocket as it takes cash out of your pocket. Eight, my bad. If you do something, let somebody know that you did it. Take responsibility, all right, and take ownership of the things that you've done as you grow and develop. And in general, you know, give people courtesy that they are due to. All right, next thing, let go time. Let go time, or excuse me, it's go time. it's go time is when you look back at the things that you've done, all right, make an observation of yourself today, log on to your most productive time, all right, introducing peaks and lags in your energy, and then be realistic in scheduling your activities so that tomorrow you can accomplish more than you did today, so that you can do the best work that you need to do or want to do. So it's go time means you're going to give it your best, you're going to give it your all, and I'm really not sure if I touched on that one, but that was number 9. And number 10, reach out and touch someone, all right? Make communications, communicate with people. Just because they're a stranger doesn't mean they have to stay a stranger, all right? I'm not saying being obnoxious, I'm not saying be touchy-feely, but I'm saying get to know the people around you and reach out and touch some of the people that you haven't talked to for a while, people that you supposedly consider your friends, but yet you haven't spoken to them in years, and things of that nature. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you, as always, for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that these 10 items that we gave you, these 10 action items, are something that are going to actually help you. I'm pretty sure that they will if you actually apply them and give them a little bit of thought. Please re-listen to the show anytime that you want or anytime that you need a reminder of what was said. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening to The Zurian Show. I truly appreciate the fact that you guys listen. Please share the show with other people. And as we continue to grow, remember, it's not only about success, it's also about significance. And if we can create significance in our life, then guess what? Our success will be that much more richer. Thank you again, everybody, and have a great day. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and take care. Be well.